Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Nerd Gym Report. I'm your host, Pablo, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Brian Schultz. Brian, the Avengers draft, after news about Shang-Chi role reportedly reduced in Doomsday due to RDJ. Brian, whether it was reduced or it would have been a role that was important to me, Shang-Chi's involvement in the Avengers would not have mattered to me. Don't care. And not to say anything about Simu Liu and his Shang-Chi movie, which I honestly didn't really like too much because I was expecting more of a martial art, master of kung fu type character. Instead, we got Jackie Chan rendition, in my opinion. Brian, what do you think of this news of Shang-Chi's role being reduced? And quite honestly, Brian, seems like a lot of roles will be reduced if they involve characters that aren't the OGs. Your thoughts on this news?
So I think this is not a huge surprise, but I think there's two conversations. I want to have a very brief Shang-Chi conversation because Pablo's getting a little suspicious. A little suspicious out here. So I'm just going to point out, Shang-Chi in The Legend of the Ten Rings is, I believe, the first or second best reviewed Marvel movie since Endgame. I think it's No Way Home and Shang-Chi are the only two films to record a rating above 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. The movie made money during pandemic times with theaters partially shut.
How much money did it make?
It made like $450 off a budget of $150 with theaters not fully open. So to put that in perspective, like Doc Strange 1 made like $530. So, you know, if you figure all theaters were open, it's probably around there. It's fine. Pretty good. Like, decent star for a new character. So my point is, yes. And Jackie Chan is not just your opinion. That's what Destin Cretton said, exactly what he was going for. So he made the choice. He executed it. You didn't like it. That's, you know, that's how it goes. I like it better than you, but that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But my point is, this movie technically checked all the boxes of what previous Marvel, and launch films had done that were successes. Has anyone else noticed that Shang-Chi has never appeared, cameoed, or done anything associated with any other Marvel project since? And we're now approaching, what, 4 years out?
That's
true. Just saying. Now, this whole China thing was kind of something we were on at the time the movie came out, where Simu Liu had made the comments and basically that ruffled feathers in China and the movie wasn't going to get shown there. And I kind of was like, all right, maybe Marvel kind of, Disney kind of got past that. But man, like, he seriously couldn't have done one scene somewhere in a TV show or a movie along the way at any point? I mean, Captain Marvel cameoed in his credit scene. He couldn't do anything in the Marvel credit scene. I don't know. It just feels – and then Destin Cretton was going to do Avengers 5, and then Shang-Chi was going to be a major character in that, and now neither of that's happening. Man, it's just getting a little fishy around here.
Yeah. I think that character is
maybe Shang-Chi's coming back, but he may not be coming back. I'm reawakening that theory that they may be gently kind of sliding – they may be gently kind of sliding that role out. I don't know.
It's possible, Brian, because at the end of the day, they want money. And China brings a big portion of that. And if they can't succeed there, like, what are we doing, right? At the end of the day, the dude from The Acolyte is free because they ain't coming back with a season 2, so get him.
Actually, he was the best part of The Acolyte, by the way. Manny Jacinto. Look, I got no information, but I'm just looking at it relative to how previous characters were handled. And, like, it is getting a little odd. that there's been no sign of the character at all, despite the movie generally being well received and doing well enough at the box office. And they completely keep punting on Shang-Chi 2. They keep saying they're going to do it, but they never greenlight it.
Has there been a movie that has played out in China of Marvel's? Has it played out in China?
China has put some movies through the censor board or whatever they call it over there. They are not as big of a contributor as they were. There was a moment where they were as big as the U.S. for certain blockbuster films. We haven't seen that in a while, really since post-pandemic. But they have shown other Marvel films since that time. They've blocked other ones too, based on the content that they don't like. But you know, you put all that with, now we can get in segue into Kevin's comment about, you know, not everyone's going to make the cut, you know, and especially now with RDJ coming back, and it doesn't sound like Shang-Chi's going to make the cut for Avengers 5, which kind of says like, okay, so his movie came out in 2021, which means if he's not in Avengers 5 and he's not really in Avengers 6, like Shang-Chi 2 in 2027, 2028, like you're getting close to the area where it's like, does it even make sense to do it?
Nah, it's too long and people will forget. And
which kind of doesn't feel like an accident now. It's starting to feel like if they wanted to have him, if they wanted to shoehorn him in somewhere in this whole ecosystem, they could have done it.
Yeah.
And they haven't done it. They have not done it.
And they won't. I think it's a wrap for that character. And whatever lineup they have for the Avengers, listen, without the OGs, Avengers is not going to work. And we all know that. Because I'm telling you, if Avengers don't make a billion, and it shouldn't make a billion. It should be...
Two.
Exactly. Should be up there. But at this point, Brian, without the OGs, I don't see that happening. I just don't see that happening. And I know that they know, not that I know, but I feel like I know that they know that it's is the case.
Okay.
Hence, we got the Russos, RDJ, and all these other people coming back.
So what you need to find before we do this is there's a clip from The Simpsons where like Homer is coaching like Bart's softball team. I think it's softball. And he's got the kids all around him. And he just goes through and he says, You, cut. Cut. You, cut. Because that's what's about to happen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't see an Avengers film without and get that same hype. I'm not going to feel nothing in Avengers seeing Shang-Chi. I'm not going to feel nothing seeing Riri Williams or Wonder Man or whoever they got. Vision, Quest, so none of those guys. Yeah.
So let's try to do it quickly. So I'll put a caveat on it. We'll try to draft the Avengers who we think will be featured in Avengers 5 and 6. So not like you pop through a multiverse for a cameo for one scene. That doesn't count. You weren't in the movie if that happened. We're talking about the team that is going to be the team of heroes to fight, presumably, RDJ and try to ultimately take him down and reset the universe or do whatever. Like, who is the core team that is going to be called the Avengers in those two movies? Do you want the number one pick? Or do you want me to take number one pick?
You take number one pick.
So number one pick for me would be Tom Holland, Spider-Man. I think that's an automatic yes.
And Chris, I think Chris Evans.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're going right to the OGs. I agree with you. I think he will be featured.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. He's so coming back.
Tom Holland, you got Chris Evans. Okay. This is kind of a cheat because they've confirmed they're in it. I'm going to take the Fantastic Four because they've already said they're in it.
Sorry, as a team,
I'm counting as one pick, all four of them.
Definitely, obviously, Wolverine will be in there.
Yeah, you got it.
I swear, man, if they have Wolverine be the dude that has to kill somebody and he sneaks up behind. I'm done seeing that, yo. I'm done seeing that scene.
Okay, so you're taking Hugh Jackman. I'm taking Ryan Reynolds.
Do you see definitely Winter Soldier?
Okay. So are you saying like all the Thunderbolts? Well, we don't know how many of the Thunderbolts are going to survive. You're taking Bucky. You're saying Bucky's
coming back. I'm taking just Bucky. Yeah.
Okay. So all right. So Winter Soldier.
Obviously, I think definitely Chris Hemsworth.
Thor, I would agree. I think Doctor Strange.
Certainly.
Yeah. So I think he's one of the key.
Do you think Black Widow pops up?
Which one? You mean Johansson, or do you think? I mean, Yelena Belova, I would say yes. Are you saying, do you think ScarJo comes back?
At this point, Brian, why wouldn't they?
So I think if she came back, she would be like alt-universe cameo, though. I don't think she would be core team. I'm not counting.
Oh, okay.
See, I don't want to count guys. If they're popping them in just for the portal scene only, that's not to me. Like, if you're saying these are the people who are going to be involved in the actual team. Like, Chris Evans, to me, I agree. They will find a way to make him part of the real team. To run it back, at least for one of the two movies.
You think Hawkeye comes?
No. He kind of has said, by the way, he can't do that part anymore physically after the accident. I'm gonna push your buttons here, Mark Ruffalo.
I was thinking that, but I would be more happy if they did, if they say Ed.
Okay,
play nice, man, and come back and do the Hulk again. But not that's happening. Not happening.
So here's the question though. Mark Ruffalo, Tatiana Maslany, do you think She-Hulk makes it in?
I think
over him.
I think No.
So we have two Hulks as like main team members?
I think Kevin will put her in there, yes.
Okay. All right, so you got She-Hulk. I actually tend to agree with you on this. I actually think there's a better chance she has a bigger part and he's a cameo than the other way around. Wanda Maximoff, yes or no? Elizabeth Olsen.
No.
Okay. And then I assume if she's not in it, I think Vision's not in it. I don't think it makes any sense to have one without the other, personally.
I think she's stuck on wanting to do the No More Mutant stuff. So she ain't coming back unless it's for that.
Okay. Anthony Mackie, Cap, yes.
Yeah, but it's like, to me, that's like.
They can't not, though.
Because if they do Chris Evans.
Yes.
Yes.
That's part of what makes it vaguely interesting is that like he's now ascended into the Cap role and now it's like Cap and Cap. So like but I think absolutely he's making the cut. We're talking about who makes the cut. He's making the cut.
Okay. Yeah.
Brie Larson.
Oh, hell no. She ain't coming back. She's not going to come back. They're going to ask her and she's going to be like, take that truck and get it out of here. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Okay, so we say Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, Photon, that whole crew, the Marvels, not making the cut.
Because nobody really.
Go ahead.
I was going to say perhaps some of the X-Men. I don't know.
No. If they're in there, I think it's only cameo, and it's not the real deal. I don't think so. I don't think they would dare introduce them as main characters other than like legacy, like Hugh Jackman. Okay, so we said Shang-Chi, no. We already took him out. I think this is one that has to be in is Shuri Black Panther. They're not going to do an Avengers movie with no Black Panther. And they're not going to have the son be grown up.
I mean, enough time has passed.
So I think she's in. I'm not saying it gets you super fired up. I think she makes the cut. Like, I don't think Ironheart makes the cut, but I think she makes the cut.
You don't think Ironheart makes the cut?
No. No, I do not.
I think so. Why? Because of
Oh, because of Coogler? They announced that. D23, they said that show's coming next year. So it will come ahead of Ironheart. It will come ahead of Avengers 5. Do you think so? Maybe that's why. Wow. Yeah, okay. So I think she makes it in there. Who else are we missing right now from people that are really, do you think any of the other Thunderbolts are in a major way? Like, I would say, I think the Belova Black Widow is, they're going to want to say, they want Florence Pugh. She's a big deal. She's a big name actress. Yeah, they want her part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they'll definitely bring it. I mean, because I'm wondering if Yelena Belova, if she's in there, would they even get ScarJo?
See, I think it's alt universe ScarJo in the cameo at the end. I don't think they want to touch her actual death any more than they want to touch Tony Stark's. Mm-hmm. What about, do you think any of the Eternals make the cut?
I even forgot about them.
Yeah, exactly. Would you care? Like, would you care? Like, if you saw any of the characters?
Nah.
So there's only one from a commercial standpoint. It would be Angelina Jolie. That'd be the only one where if you wanted to just get like open people's eyes and say you had Angelina Jolie as part of your team, that would be the only like A-list actress that you could pull from that crew, but otherwise I don't
know. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody else.
Do you think the Guardians are back? I do not. I do not.
No.
I don't even including Chris Pratt. I don't think they are. I think that was an end. I think they want to treat it as an end. Well, I don't think Batista would do it. I think they'd have to AI him into the movie. I don't think he would actually do it, but
he'll be somewhere in the back cutting up some stuff. Yeah, he wouldn't be back. Rocket. I think he'd probably be back.
Well, he's the leader of the Guardians now, right?
Exactly.
So maybe. Okay, and so you say Rocket Raccoon. Okay, so Rocket Raccoon makes it. Then if he makes it, then Groot's going to be in.
Certainly.
Okay, so you got Rocket and Groot. I mean, who's left? See, the thing is, though, like, look at this list, right? Like, so look how many legacy characters you have on this list. Tom Holland, legacy. Chris Evans, legacy. Hugh Jackman, legacy. Ryan Reynolds, legacy. Bucky, legacy. Chris Hemsworth, legacy. Strange, legacy. Even Falcon as Cap is legacy. Then you've got Rocket and Groot are legacy. So your new characters, you got Fantastic Four. You've got Shuri, who was in the series before, but as a new character. Ironheart, and then Yelena's Black Widow. That's it. Like, that's not a lot. This is our point about, like, the new characters don't really do it for people. Like, we're really relying on
Loki?
Old hands to make this work.
Loki?
Oh, I had that as a question, too. If he comes back, he's on the Avengers side. I'm pretty certain of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the idea for this story. I would want him.
Well, I mean, I would want to see him in a Thor 5 movie if that's what they're planning on doing. But I don't think we're going to probably see that before Secret Wars. But Loki would be one.
The only thing that worries me there is I wonder if it was more intended for Loki to be in this opposite Kang because they had built that relationship through the TV show. And now that it's not Kang, does that effectively rule out Loki because you don't have that pre-existing dynamic?
No. It's a lot. Ryan, with all those characters, that's a lot of dialogue.
That's a team. Yeah, like this is a team, but it's an old. This is an old team with very few new members. This is the point. This is the point. And we've cut a lot of the new characters.
Yeah. We will have to see when some of these shows come out, like Wonder Man and some of these other things, how popular they are. I think those are tryouts. Those are the tryouts, the Joker's Brian.
Tryouts? We'll have tryouts like that.
That's what that is. I think these shows that we come to see now will be the barometer that we look at to see whether or not they make the cut in terms of popularity. If they become popular, if the shows are good, then it's a possibility that they may show up.
You are onto something Disney-wide, because I don't know if we're going to devote a whole show to The Acolyte being canceled, but I do think The Acolyte being canceled after one season is symbolic of what you're talking about. That leash is shorter on all these productions. And if you don't deliver audience and you don't deliver critical acclaim and you don't deliver, you know, consensus popularity out of the gate, they're not going to give you another shot. I honestly think if they had released The Acolyte 4 years ago, it would have gotten a season two. They would have let it play. But now, no chance. I do think they would have let almost any Star Wars show get at least two seasons. But now, I think because of the way things are, they don't have tolerance for that. And this show's audience, by the time this show ended, the season finale audience was the lowest they had ever had for a Star Wars show.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's not a lot of security over there at Disney and Disney Plus in terms of shows, and they're going through a rough patch right now. I don't know why I haven't canceled Disney. I think I haven't canceled it because of my son, because he watches Bluey all the time. I'm gonna have to buy like a DVD that brings all of them joints and just like, hey, go to town, because I ain't paying for Disney Plus.
I still like watching the classics. I still like watching the classic Marvel, classic Star Wars, you know, some of the animated stuff. There's some good stuff on Disney, but it's all the older stuff. It's not the current stuff.
Yeah. But to pay something, to pay a fee every month just to go, you know what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
I don't know if I could do it. But that lineup, Brian, seems to be – it'll be interesting to see what the lineup will be, Brian, if a lot of those people come up on that list and end up on that roster for Avengers Doomsday, which I don't believe we'll probably get some of those. Because Avengers Doomsday – I definitely see Fantastic Four. I don't know who else, Brian. Maybe Rhodey. We didn't even count him.
We didn't mention him after his Skrulls turn or whatever it was in Secret Invasion. Yeah, I guess we didn't mention Daredevil either, but I don't know how.
Nah, I don't see. Those are two street level.
That's
guys.
Why I kind of was like, are they too small scale?
Yeah. But yeah, let us know in the comment section below what you guys think of who you think will be on the roster for the Avengers, Doomsday, and Secret Wars. Are there any surprises see, I was thinking about Adam Warlock, but they ruined that opportunity because of the stones, you know? Marvel Animation really has to consider doing the actual animation of the original Infinity War saga. But it doesn't look, even though, Brian, if we do get the OGs back, I still am skeptical as to the success they will have, because story, Brian, especially when you have people like Deadpool, She-Hulk, if they even make the roster, how those characters will affect the storyline. And because again, when you have Ryan Reynolds in there, you have that's another cook in the kitchen, Brian.
He needs a lot of room to cook too.
Yeah,
you know, Hugh Jackman needs a lot of room to cook. I mean, the thing. Like, I know we got to wrap up here, but there's not a lot of existing chemistry across this roster. We've kind of put together names across the franchise that we think would drum up interest. But unlike the Infinity Saga, we really built some chemistry with groups, subgroups, and then ultimately, you know, kind of the main group all the way through, right? So there was a lot of pre-existing, you know, storylines that were already there. Like here, we're talking about bringing together characters that would never have shared the screen, you know, or haven't been on screen in years, and kind of just throwing them together and saying, save the day, because there's, you know, they're big name actors. That's tougher. That's much tougher for the Russos to pull off than last time.
Interesting. But yeah, let us know in the comment section below what you guys think. Who's on your roster? That'll be interesting to see if you guys can put some names together to see who will pop up in these last couple of Avengers film. Ryan, I don't. I think about these two Avengers film, and I am waiting for the end of Secret Wars. That's what I'm waiting for, because I want to see what they do next, what happens, who are the people going to be in charge, because I don't believe Kevin was going to stick around for this next iteration of the MCU. But yeah, let us know in the comment section below what you guys think, and we'll see you next time on the Nerd Jerry Report.